The Selfish Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
It's time to prioritise yourself and your well-being. Subscribe now and get ready to put yourself first with The Selfish Podcast. Pooh! And welcome to the next episode of The Selfish Podcast with Chloe and Steph. Now, if you like what you're listening to, please do jump onto our Instagram, have a look at what we're doing, and also share the pod with a friend. We can grow by word of mouth and would really appreciate it if you spread the word about The Selfish Podcast. We also have the Inner Circle on Patreon, which you can join. We will be dropping some bonus episodes in there in the future, but at the moment it's really just a way for you to support the pod and support what's going on.
Beautiful.
So how are you going today, Chloe? Can't believe we're in April. WTF.
I do not know how we are in the fourth month of the year. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. Well, we've spoken about time on numerous occasions now, but yeah, to be nearly at my birthday next month.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's just wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild indeed. And yeah, you know, I was racking my brain on the drive over to your place because we've recorded in lots of different places, haven't we? But we're currently quite happy recording at Chloe's place.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a beautiful little nook that is just lovely space to be in. But I was racking my brain. I was like, what mundane things about my life can I talk about on the podcast today?
Okay.
Because as you know, I love talking about, you know, those little snippets of life that maybe don't deserve the airtime that they get, but they get a lot of airtime with me.
We love it.
And I was just thinking about it this morning as I was getting Freddie's breakfast ready. I've started doing something new with my microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a microwave, do you?
No.
A lot of people don't have microwaves, actually, do they? A lot of people hate microwaves.
Yeah, I guess I just couldn't find a spot to have it in my kitchen that was hidden away. So yeah. I just opted not to have one.
Yeah, okay. So we've got a microwave and it is hidden away. It's under the counter.
Lovely.
But it just makes me feel a little bit happy every time I use it. And I've started exclusively like pressing this. Like if I need to heat something up for 10 seconds, yes, I'll like heat it up for 11 seconds. So one. So press the same button twice. So I used to go like 1-0 start.
Yes.
And now it's 1-1. When I need to heat up Freddie's milk for 30 seconds, 3-3. Yes. When I need to heat up his Wheat Bix, 4-4. So normally that would be 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. You're like. Anyway, it just brings me some joy.
I love that.
Yeah. So I don't know why I didn't start doing it earlier, but it's just nice to press the same button twice.
Well, I think you've got more awareness around the potency of recurring numbers now. So I love feel numbers. Like that may have something to do with it.
But you know what? I used to do it ages ago. I used to always
Oh, really?
Do that. Yeah. And so I feel like it's but like a long time ago, I used the microwave more than usual just because of like heating up Freddie's milk and breakfast. That's really all I use it for. But anyway, I just thought, you know what, when we're in the mundane parts of our life, if there's little ways that we can just, you know, have a little wink to ourselves, then there you go. That's my tip of the day.
I bloody love it. Look, I can't really add much more because I don't have a microwave.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that this morning. I was like, and I actually made a note of it in my notes to talk about because I was like, I will never remember this if I don't make a note of it.
No.
So there you go.
Well, give us a shout out, everyone, if you have a microwave and you
have a microwave. Or anything,
love it so much.
Anything that presses buttons because I don't really like the microwave, but this makes me enjoy my time with it.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. Yeah. I feel like many of our listeners will now do the double reoccurring.
Well, let us know how it feels.
Yeah.
It feels good. It feels
because
good.
If you were doing a minute, you just do 1-1-1-1.
Yeah. Or 5-5. Or 6-6.
Yes.
Yeah, it depends how your microwave's calibrated.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah.
1 minute.
I never do anything over a minute. So I would usually. Okay. Yeah. Or if it's 3 minutes, I might do now 3-3-3. So.
Yeah. 3:33.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
And something else I just wanted to share with you, which I'm surprised I didn't share with you last week because it was very fresh last week.
Okay.
So Freddie got a haircut.
Oh, Fredster.
So he had two fringe trims.
Yes.
So we did a fringe trim the other week, which I shared the story on Instagram.
Love that.
Fringera for Freddie.
Yep.
And then we thought, you know what? Because Huey's been resisting it, and I'm like, all good, because he had got these long, beautiful curls. But it's like his hair's like down past his shoulders now.
I feel like I haven't seen Freddie in so long. I used to see him so often when we recorded at your place. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh,
Freddie Kate.
So long, but so below his shoulders.
He got a haircut. So I was actually, because Huey has him on Thursday, so I was when it happened, I was working, and I'd sort of helped organize it, and then all of a sudden I was in a call and I'm like, oh my God, Freddie's getting his hair cut. And I felt so emotional about it, because also I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, send me videos, save some locks. So Huey did save some locks. Mm-hmm. And he is just like such a little boy now.
Oh.
Such a big boy, I should say. Such a little big boy.
It just changes them, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I'm like, what have we done?
I know.
And this morning I dropped him off at childcare, and one of his little friends, Walter, and his beautiful mum, Sammy, listens to the pod. Say hi, Sammy. I saw him and his locks, and I'm like, oh, what? Did I make the right decision? And it's like, Steph, get a grip. It's fucking hair. You know?
I know, but we felt the same when we cut Val's hair, because he had extremely long hair.
Yeah. Like,
and we didn't cut it until he was 3, maybe. But I felt so emotional.
Yeah.
I got teary. I wasn't there either. Adam did it. Took them, and it was, yeah, it was just a big moment.
That was just recently.
Yeah,
actually,
not long. Like he turned four.
A few months ago.
Yeah, well, he'll turn 4 in July this year. So, I mean, we're probably talking like 8 months ago that this happened. But still, yeah, it's really big, and it changes their whole, like, I don't know, just they just seem bigger, don't they? It's this moment in time where you're like, oh, my little baby is – he's growing
up.
Exactly,
exactly. Yeah. And like, you know, Hugh and I often look at those moments and we go, you know what? Like it's the moments we'll never get with Arthur.
Mm.
And it so then it's but it is so beautiful just to go, like, he's growing. And that's what makes me a little bit upset when people are like, oh, you know, I want them to be babies forever. Well, I do have a baby forever, and I can tell you don't want them to be babies forever. You know, you want them to grow.
You and want to see
you
that
want
evolution.
Them to thrive and evolve, and it's so we look at it very much like so grateful for that time, but also like now we're moving to, you know,
the next phase.
It's toddler tantrums, which have been intense thus far. So I need to get some parenting books. And actually I reached out to one of our beautiful listeners, Lauren, who she was posting about her kids and some books that she's read. And I was like, can you give me some tips? So thank you, Lauren, for giving me some books. I've got some of them on order. So looking forward just to understanding that little brain a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because it's firing off on all cylinders. I feel like the haircut's given him a different attitude, actually. Like,
maybe. Yeah. He's like, look at me.
Look at me go. It's activated something in him. But
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh. I feel like with parenting, you feel like I'm just on top of this. Like I've got this sorted. And then the next thing will get thrown.
Yeah. And then another curveball comes in.
Yeah.
But and so just, you know, my thing would just be let's celebrate those moments and acknowledge them and acknowledge that the growth is happening for our little kids or us.
And be grateful for that.
And be grateful for it.
I love that. Reminder. That's
and just,
beautiful.
Celebrate. Someone said to me, what's your ethos the other day? And I thought, what is my ethos?
Someone asked you as a question.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Or like your life motto to live by. And I was like,
oh, gosh.
I was saying that like gratitude, like live in the moment, you know, gratitude for all of these things and celebrating big and small.
Beautiful.
What's your ethos?
Oh gosh. I was going to just like,
three ethoses wrapped in one, but they're the first things that came to my head. So I can probably, you know, workshop that, make it a bit more eloquent, but that's the raw version.
I might have to sit on that and come back next week with my ethos.
Yeah, sit on that.
Love that though.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along, I am going to update you all on what's happening astrologically because there's a few things. We're still obviously in the eclipse kind of portal because we're coming up to the new moon.
Oh, beautiful. I love a new moon.
Yeah, new moon's beautiful because it's all about new beginnings. But prior to the new moon, we do have a Mercury retrograde kicking off on the 2nd of April. So on the 2nd of April, we have Mercury going into retrograde. And so this can cause a bit of havoc, I guess. There can be schedules that get a bit jumbled. Flights might be missed. Yep. You might feel the weight of the world is on your shoulders. like miscommunications and things like that. So Mercury governs intellect, communication, and speed. So it's in retrograde from the 2nd until the 25th of April. So it's just, you know, be aware.
Be aware.
Yeah, be aware.
If you've got a flight, maybe just get to the airport a little bit earlier.
Yeah, and even with any like any travel, just give yourself a little bit more time.
Give yourself a bit more time.
Yeah. Yep, there might be, you might be caught in traffic for a bit longer or, yeah. There might
so what are those dates again?
The 2nd until the 25th.
2nd until the 25th of?
Yeah, April.
April.
Yeah. And then on the 9th of April, we've got the new moon total solar eclipse in Aries. And so the like theme for this new moon is I am fearless. I move through life with great courage, foresight, and determination. So it's in that sign of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. So, you know, lots of themes about going first, leadership, courage, confidence, taking action. So, yeah, just that beautiful time, setting intentions, new beginnings. You'll still have that kind of whole feeling about the eclipse, though. So it can feel a little bit like heavier, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those grounding practices, I feel like I say this every time, so important.
You do.
Jump in the ocean, get like the water on you.
We actually did a lovely grounding before we recorded today, didn't we, with some ceremonial cacao.
We did. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Taking that time to, set your intentions and be a bit more mindful. Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, you do the card if you want.
Okay.
I did it last week.
All right.
Happy for you to pick one for the collective.
Okay, what have we got? Awakening. Oh. Energetic upgrades, a new way of being, integration.
Okay. And what where would I find this? Is there like a special
there's
number
like
or
a,
something?
At the front. No. You just need to find awakening.
We do this every week. You know, you'd think that I would work out what the fuck we're doing. Okay. All right. Do you want to talk through the what it looks like while I'm finding?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Well, it's gorgeous. Beautiful kind of like starry background, and the woman is kind of levitating actually off the ground,
beautiful.
Like floating in the cosmos with the moon above
her. A new moon. It looks like a very new moon.
Yeah, it does.
So you are going through a period of awakening. Things are changing within you at many levels. You are starting to remember ancient truths and discovering more and more about who you are and why you incarnated. You may find that you're experiencing past life flashbacks, seeing the invisible thread that is woven through all of life, or even feeling kundalini shakti rise through your body from the base of your spine. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for this time is not to overthink it and to stay grounded.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Share your experiences with like soul people. Oh, I love that. Not like-minded, like soul people. While you consciously integrate them, journal and pay attention to your dreams. You are remembering and your soul gifts are emerging. During this time of transition and awakening, you may be called to devote yourself to being of service. There are ideas, truths, concepts, books, and creations waiting to be birthed into this world.
Mm.
Stay open to receiving them. Pulling this card may be a sign that you are here to birth one of these creations into the world, or perhaps you're being called to make a shift in your life in order to be of service. Don't think too much about it. Instead, repeat the following work your light activation.
Mm.
So the activation, if you want to repeat after me, is I surrender to my awakening.
I surrender to my awakening.
I allow the Shakti energy to rise from the base of my spine.
I allow the Shakti energy to arise from the base of my spine.
I open myself to the universe.
I open myself to the universe.
Using me in a way that delights my mind, body, and spirit.
Using me that delights
me. Using me in a way
that delights my mind, body, and spirit.
Beautiful.
Mm, gorgeous. Well done.
I almost felt like a marriage celebrant then. Whoa. Like, repeat after me.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you all so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the pod, what can people do, Chloe?
They can come and follow us on Instagram, and they can like and subscribe on our...
I never let you do this, do I? I always
never
do
let
this.
Me yeah. do this.
So you can follow us on Instagram at the.selfishpodcast. You can also get subscribed to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we've also just created this new thing called the Inner Circle, which means that you can support the podcast. Mm. If you value this content, you can give back via the Inner Circle, and you can find a link at the very, very bottom of our show notes.
Yes.
Also in our link tree in Instagram, in our Instagram bio. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bye.